Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a special best of edition of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton, your host, Todd, the radio guy, riding shotgun. It's a special Happy New Year's edition. 2016 is here of What's on Your Mind. Served and gave the ultimate sacrifice their life. There's something going on at a local vets club, at a cemetery near you. Trust me on this one thing. Find something purposeful to do today to say thank you. Will you do that for me? I hope so. We have a fun show lined up for you. Mike Pompeo, Governor Doug Burgum, Mark Morgan from the border. We're going to talk to the Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, about the recently wrapped up legislative segment. And Bo Snerdly coming up here in a moment. The famous Bo Snerdly from the Rush Limbaugh Show on a new podcast he has. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience if you're traveling. Exit 292 off Valley City, a great stop. Beef tips and gravy with scallop potatoes and ham today. Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, or the Leon Chin noodles in Euland. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Here's Bo Snerdly.
Mitchell, South Dakota for the Big Frank Rally. Brandon House will join us again here in a little bit. We'll continue our conversation with him. We have a special guest on the phone. The man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, that served Rush Limbaugh all those years and called him friend and co-worker, Bo Snerdly, James Golden. James, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for having me on with you, Scott.
You know that we loved Rush Limbaugh. When I say we, myself, my family, our radio stations, we were one of the first, 1986, to put him on the air along with that original launch back in August on KCNN and Grand Forks, continue that tradition on the flag until we lost him earlier this year. So, first of all, our prayers, thoughts, condolences, certainly with you and the whole Rush team. It's got to be still tough every day, I imagine, huh?
It is. You got that right. It is devastating. It was devastating, and it is still tough. And there are moments, you know, that just come out of the blue, as when you're grieving with anyone that you love very deeply, where unexpectedly you find yourself in tears. And it is still a very tough thing to take. But along with that toughness is a gratitude that we got a chance to know Russ, that we got a chance to work with such an amazing human being. And we hope, those of us close to him, hope that we can continue to talk about his legacy so that even more people will know what we know, what an incredible man he was, not just on the radio, but also off of it.
And you're going to do that with your podcast, which we're going to tell folks how to access in a moment, which launches later this week, which I think is, boy, we're all starving for anything about a Rush just to grab onto and to really, you know, learn lessons from and how we continue to do what we do that we learn from him without him. Tell me a little bit about what do you see as the real genius of Rush Limbaugh? What is the legacy he left more so for the United States of America even than just his radio audience?
Well, you know, one of the real geniuses, and there are so many, and that's a wonderful question, but one of the things that I've been thinking about the last few days is that Rush taught a lot of us how to deal with failure. Not success, but failure. Here's a guy who got fired 5 different times from the profession that he loved, that he was passionate about, since he was 8 years old, right? Now, anybody that's been fired knows, and I've been fired before, you know how that works on your psyche. You know how that works on your mind. But here's Rush, who refused to give up and who ultimately became the most successful person in the profession and changed the trajectory of that profession. That's one thing. The other thing is that it's okay to have fun and to be humorous. His show was humorous. He saw the funny angle on things, even the most serious things. And sometimes that humor was irreverent. He wasn't part of the cancel culture, and nor did he succumb to the cancel culture. What we're seeing now in this cancel culture, they were trying to cancel Rush, the left in this country, for the entire time he was on the radio. but they never succeeded. And he refused to go along with that and to be canceled. One of the other lessons that we learn from Rush is that generous, how generous America is. His audience, Scott, your audience, the talk radio audience, are among the most generous people on the face of the earth. Whether it was fighting leukemia, whether it was supporting our military families who lost loved ones, which is what Tunnels to Tower did after 9/11, too, and they're one of the sponsors of this podcast, by the way, along with MyPillow. What these guys did, what we have done, this audience that was cultivated, not just with Rush Show, but along with talk radio, we have demonstrated to the world what a generous people Americans are. And then you start talking about the legacy of Rush as it comes to politics, his embrace of the exceptional America. And he never backed down from that and never would, and how exceptional this country was. And those are just a few of the lessons that Rush has lost. I could go on for half an hour about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I do remember after the flood of 97, Rush had been to Grand Forks in the early 90s on a Rush to Excellence tour, and he ate at a restaurant called Sanders, went back, talked about Sanders on the air, got to know the owner, and the owner, funny thing was the owner's very liberal, but he loved Rush. And Rush found out about his restaurant being destroyed during the flood and called one day on the air, talked to people, said, boy, you really inspire us in how you're just picking up the bootstraps, not waiting for government to get you through the flood of the century, and sent a personal $50,000 check to the owner of that restaurant. I'll never forget. That's when I found out firsthand just how generous he was. Didn't want anybody to know about it, didn't make a big deal of it, but just that kind of a man, and very generous, obviously, to me. Brought us down to Palm Beach to record television commercials for the launch of our AM 1100, the flag, and just so sweet to my mother-in-law who came along, and I could go on and on and on. You know all those stories, James, but it's pretty incredible. We told our audience that really Rush taught us a lot, and now it's up to us, isn't it? There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh, will there?
There will never be another Rush Limbaugh, ever. And Scott, what I would like to do with your permission is to use the story that you just told in one of the future episodes of the podcast.
Oh, I'd love to.
That is not a story that I
knew. Is that right?
No. That is not a story that I have heard. And see, this is what I mean. Every day we're learning more and more about Rush and some of the things that he did. And his legacy is just going to be filled with people that come out and reveal the nature of his humble but very generous personality.
Which, of course, is so little known. I know we have to let you go. Tell folks how they can access an incredible podcast. And yes, 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 I'm telling the whole story because there's a lot behind the scenes there. A pretty amazing story about Rush's generosity to us up here. But how can we access this great podcast? I'm so glad you're doing it, James. I really am. Tell folks about it, and we'll let you go.
Okay. iHeart app. Wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to get this podcast. But I'm going to encourage people to go to iHeart, the iHeart platform, download the iHeart app, and you'll be able to access Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden EIB microphone, on Wednesday. It will be available Wednesday, and for the next 12 consecutive weeks, we'll have a new episode. And thank you for being so generous with your time, Scott, and for telling us that incredible story.
Oh, well, it's easy to do, and I tell you, he is... He holds a special place in our heart, and he will forever. Bo Snerdly, folks. There he is, James Golden. Thanks, James. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
And like us on What's On Your Mind, James's podcast brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. How about that? We're also brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And, you know, when you go to a PetroServe USA, you might see, same with Valley Dairy Stores, you might see a marathon sign. You might see a Senex sign. You might see a PetroServe USA sign. You know why it's important? Because gas prices spike sometimes because, funny thing is, There's actually cyber attacks in this world. Joe Biden's now worried about one that shut down a pipeline with gas in it, but he's not so worried about the one that got our election on November 3rd. Anyway, the reason they have Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe branded fuels in all their stores, PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy, is because that allows them better buying power. And that's why you get the lowest price at the pump always. Look for unleaded 88. That is the lowest at PetroServe USA. So PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Brandon House back with us. And Brandon is organizing the events of today. And are you calling it a Frankathon? Is it this?
No, the Frankathon was our two-day, three-day online broadcast. This we're calling a Frank Rally.
Frank Rally.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to be very frank.
Very frank. And I understand this rally's coming to North Dakota. There's a North Dakota trip in your future.
I think Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could fill the Fargo Dome. I think you'll find out tonight there'll be enough people here to fill the Fargo Dome. They're just not all going to get inside.
Right.
So we'll say, hey, anybody that didn't get inside, come up to North
Fargo,
Dakota, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So we were talking before you left for our chat with James Golden about the cyber attacks,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think people have any idea what you've endured in the way of actual cyber attacks to try and shut down Frank's speech. What are they worried about, first of all? But what's happened? Tell people.
Oh, man. We got guys that are working on our team that have been doing this for 20 years, have never seen the amount of cyber attacks that we've had. And some of them are coming from the U.S., obviously. Some are coming from overseas. And apparently people aren't, I guess these people are not for free speech.
And we continue.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do.
I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before the break, you heard about Frank's speech and a little bit of an update on there. Of course, Bo Snertley as well. In a moment, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner will join us on the program for recap of some of the big things that came out of the legislative session. I think you'll enjoy. Special Memorial Day edition of the program today with some of our recent segments that, you never hear every show, so we're hoping on a day with a holiday, you might catch a few things you haven't heard before while you're honoring those who served this great country and gave the ultimate sacrifice on a Memorial Day edition of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Speaking of Frank Speech and Brandon House, the man behind Frank Speech is Mike Lindell. And he is a true patriot out there fighting for everything we believe in, from election integrity to second chances. His book, What Are the Odds? Crack Addict to CEO, is a page-turner, folks. $7.95 for this book. Give it to everyone you know. Give it for birthday presents. Give it to graduates this year. Really. What a great life lesson, because things will happen to these graduates they don't plan. Addictions happen. Bad things happen in life. What do you do with it? How do you turn your life around? Mike gives a great lesson here. And, of course, the pillows, $29.98, lowest price ever for the MyPillow premium pillow, $29.98. Robes are 30% off. Buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. 2-for-1 price on the 6-piece MyPillow set. Dog beds as low as $19.99. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 to the Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, on What's on Your Mind.
We have a fantastic guest on the line this morning. Senator Wardner, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's good to have you, Senator. Day 74, is it, at the North Dakota Legislature today?
It is day 74. We thought we were going to be done on day 73, but we were wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe a couple more days, or what are you looking at?
Well, we'll need today, and we'll need for sure tomorrow. If we got done, it would be late tomorrow if we finish up. Tomorrow, but it could spill over to Thursday, depending on how things come together.
Well, Senator, I think everybody always wonders what takes so long, but you have 141 opinions, you've got a handful of bills left, and everybody wants to do it right. So I commend you for getting the job done and making sure you do it right. And I was thinking back to all the big time bills that you've championed over the past few sessions. You had the surge bill in 2017, which put $1 billion of infrastructure across the state and specifically in the West. You had the Prairie Dog bill in 2019, which took oil tax revenues and distributed them across the state to cities and counties and townships. So what's your primary achievement this session, in your opinion? I know you've worked really hard on the Legacy Fund. We're going to talk to Representative Mike LaFleur about that.
Well, as far as the Legacy Fund, I think we have three different bills that we have moved forward in that area. First of all, we have what I call the investment bill. It's investing the principal of the Legacy Fund in North Dakota. Just like that money is invested across the United States or around the world and other funds, well, we're saying you can invest some of that money in North Dakota. And so that bill allows an investment fund manager to do that in North Dakota. So we have somebody that will be looking for places to invest money here. That's going to be huge because it's going to put some dollars into investing in companies. Now, it is not a grant. It is not a loan. We are investing just like we do on the stock market, and we expect to get a return. So it's going to be good two ways, good for the fund. Also, it'll be good for the people of North Dakota. So that was the number one bill. I call it the trifecta, number one of the three bills. The second bill was the bonding bill. The bonding bill, which we bonded for about $668 million, and that money went into water. Most of it went into water infrastructure. So now we've got the big water players kind of out of the Resources Trust Fund. By the way, for those that are listening, the Resources Trust Fund receives 20% of the state extraction tax, and it's used for water projects across the state. The diversion and the Fargo and the Minot flood control were taking most of the money because they're big projects. They need to be done. And the rest of them were left with crumbs. Now they're out. Because of the bonding, they're out of it. And we now have resources for other water projects across the state. So that's been good. In that bonding bill, we also took care of some revolving loan fund for some low interest loans to cities and counties, but also we had some money in there for roads that could be used to match federal dollars. So I think that's going to help us because, number one, we were going to do these projects anyway. Number two, we have a dedicated stream to pay the bond, and that'll be legacy earnings, and that's how it's tied to the legacy fund. So we're getting that done early, and we're going to, it's going to be cost efficient to the state of North Dakota because we will take care of these things before inflation hits. As you know, cost of the materials is going up quickly right now. But if we can get these things done now before it goes too high, it's going to cost us a lot less. Then the third one of the trifecta we're working on right now, where it's in conference, and that is using the other revenue of the legacy. Besides paying the bonds off, we've got other issues like roads. We've got to take care of our retirement fund. We've got research that we need to put some investment in. So when you put all three together, they're going to be make a great impact on the state of North Dakota. Positive.
Thanks, thanks, Senator. And you've put a tremendous amount of work, not just during the session, but throughout the interim on those bills. You made some comments about really the coal industry, Senator. I had a news conference yesterday that I thought were just fantastic. And, you know, there's been a little bit of pushback in terms of a handful of people probably from obstructionists to energy in North Dakota. But tell us about what you think that you've accomplished to help our coal industry compete and thrive going forward.
Well, there's no question. We did lower the taxes for a five-year period. It's got a sunset on it to help the coal industry be able to compete with the subsidies for the non-renewables. The state doesn't give subsidies for the non-renewables. The federal government does. And so it puts the fossil fuels at a disadvantage. We've done that. The other thing we've done is we have a revolving loan fund to help with clean coal and sustainable energy. And one of the big projects that we're working on is Tundra. Project Tundra, which we're going to capture and sequester. That means pump it into the ground and leave it down there where it won't bother anybody, of carbon. So carbon capture and sequestration is another big thing, and that makes us have clean energy. I mean, those electrons will be clean. And I don't know if they'll call them green or not, but they'll be clean. And it's interesting that we're trying to achieve clean energy, and the people that are opposing this, they say they're for clean energy, and if that's what they want, that's what we're trying to provide for them. So we've done a lot of things for to help the lignite industry thrive in the state of North Dakota.
Senator, thanks for your tremendous leadership for the state of North Dakota. Your group in the Senate has done a great job this session, and best wishes, and wrap it up and get on back home. So,
all right,
we'll be back after these messages.
Thanks, Rich Werder, Majority Leader in the North Dakota Legislature. Done a great job. Hope he continues to do a great job and serve this great state into the future. All right, when we come back, that interview that caused quite a stir, Mike Pompeo at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Listen to this guy closely. Tell me he isn't presidential timber when we continue. Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and, you know, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who Patient Zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long. We saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
It is Memorial Day 2021. Couple wise reminders. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas. And don't disregard its importance. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are back at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on location, and the keynote speaker, the former Secretary of State, the former CIA Director, and a former member of Congress from the fellow Midwestern state, North Dakota, and even a former energy services industry leader. So he checks every box here. Our friend Mike Pompeo is here. Mike, how are you?
I'm very good, sir. Great to be with you today. Thanks for having me here.
Well, it's I think everybody's really excited for your address today to the group. Let's start there. What are you going to talk about?
So as the Secretary of State, it was unambiguously clear that American energy and the capacity of America to generate energy for export, sell it to our friends in the world, and deny our adversaries the capacity to sell it to bad guys, made my job a heck of a lot easier. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how important what's going on here in North Dakota is to American national security.
You know, it's interesting when you see a cyber attack on a pipeline, how you kind of focus in on, wait a minute, let's see here, there's a act of terrorism against a piece of energy infrastructure, and now I can't get gas at the pump. Did we need that little bit of a wake-up call for the consumer as well to understand what we're up against here?
Well, I hope it doesn't take things like that to get people focused on the right things. The fact that American energy is an absolute imperative. We each consume it in every way. You know, people think about gasoline in their cars. They think about electricity in their homes. But we forget clothes that we're wearing, all the things that we are made out of, petrochemicals that come ultimately from base source products that are produced right here in places like North Dakota. I don't think the American people always think about that or get how deeply ingrained, how central to their way of life the American energy producer is. And, you know, if it takes something like this to wake people up, that's unfortunate. It sounds like they've got the pipeline headed back the right direction. That's a good thing.
Well, and honestly, you know, our competitors in this industry here, as you know, as someone from the industry, are, you know, fellow oil companies, right? I mean, you got people that are entrepreneurs and innovators and people kind of competing against each other, all ultimately to bring out a great resource. But Russia is a nation-state energy competitor to us, right? So, I mean, I don't know necessarily it's in Russia's interest to not have American oil and gas go, isn't it?
Well, certainly. All the competitors from outside the United States understand that we are efficient, we are innovative, we are creative, we have the capacity to execute and deliver these products around the world in the form that customers want them. They know we're a really, really strong competitor, and in so many ways, whether it's the Iranians or the Russians, they'd prefer that the resources in the United States not be touched, not be tapped to compete with them around the world. They can charge more money. They can use this their resources for their political gain, for their sovereign ends. The United States can't let that happen. We need to be on the world stage delivering American energy all across the world.
What advice would you have for these people that are risking capital, that are going out there with a product, with an idea to do just exactly what you say is so important, yet are a target number one for a current administration? The Biden administration, in a regulatory sense, right? First action, shut down a pipeline, continue to be, obviously, with climate action, canceling drilling on federal lands. These guys are up against their own administration, and they're trying to enhance American energy security. What advice would you have for them? How do they operate in an environment like that?
Well, rule one is just go out and work your tail off. No matter what the political environment is, if you go out and work and innovate and create and compete, good things will happen. Second, I think the industry has the responsibility to make the case. I've watched operators in Texas and Oklahoma and my home state of Kansas. I'm certain it's the case here. Operate in incredibly environmentally friendly ways, right? They care deeply about these resources, these land spaces, the landowners require. But the operators want these things to be protected as well. Everyone wants clean air and safe drinking water. But you've got to make the case for why this is an important component of American growth, why this is a humanitarian good. We lift millions of people out of poverty every year with safe and affordable energy so they can turn the lights on in their home, they can have water delivered to their home in a way that's consistent and stable. We see what happened with this pipeline. American energy matters an awful lot. We should be unembarrassed about going out and making the case for why this matters so much to each and every American all across our country.
As you were sitting across the table, as you did many, many times as Secretary of State from world leaders, I was always amazed and still continue to be amazed how much the climate action, for lack of a better term, the extreme environmental movement grips these foreign leaders. Why is that such an issue when, as you say, we do it better than anybody, and if you push development offshore, you're going to be in places that regulate it less than we do and put it into the same air. Why do you think it is as a front and center for our friends and adversaries around the globe?
Well, I think for our adversaries, they just assume we give it up, and they'll use any theory to make us give it up. And so if you're China and you can get the United States to sign the Paris Climate Accords, that's an enormous win for you. You're going to take America's energy productivity and the wealth that is created from that off the board. It allows you to have more capacity to dominate the world. You know, for our friends, frankly, mostly our friends in big countries in Europe, although not the smaller countries in Europe, they're engaged in an article of faith about climate change. But this is a near religious act that they perform when they commit to having zero net carbon emissions or whatever their thing that is. The truth is, as soon as they go stare at the problem set, as soon as they say, great, we've now issued this statement from the EU or from some French political actor, as soon as they go plan to execute, it gets really expensive, really fast, really costly. People in those countries certainly don't want it. They just as soon watch America suffer, close down its economy, so they can benefit from that.
Interesting. So it sounds like it's really not necessarily a concern from some of those adversaries about the environment. It's a political and a business decision for them.
I think it's all of the above, and I think different people. I'm sure there are progressive politicians in Germany and in the Baltic states who care deeply about the environment. So do I. As a conservative, I care deeply about the environment well. But there are folks who are using this for other political ends as well that go far beyond any idea of making sure that there are fewer carbon emissions. When you hear them talk about the net effects, if you actually get to net carbon or get to carbon neutrality, whatever language of the day is, you can see the net effects on temperature change, even from the most aggressive scientific theories. And I think they all have to acknowledge that the cost far exceeds the benefit. It is difficult for them to do because there is an entire environmental industrial complex built around this near religious narrative.
We're talking to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, keynote speaker at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference from the Bismarck Event Center trade floor, and enjoying this conversation immensely about the future, and looking forward to talking about some things that our listeners are curious about, and some of that includes the political future, Mr. Pompeo. But before we do that, I want to talk about the average everyday American. What should be keeping them up at night? What should be their top concern that isn't in a newspaper, that isn't on a television or radio newscast? What keeps you up at night as far as the threats to the United States of America?
Well, far and away the biggest threat to the United States is from within. Our founding ideas matter. If we walk away from those and adopt a woke understanding of the world, America will look like a very, very different place for our kids and grandkids. I wasn't dealing with that as a Secretary of State. From abroad, the greatest challenge is the Chinese Communist Party. I think people hear it and see it, and it seems ephemeral, seems far off. Make no mistake, the Chinese Communist Party is very focused on changing the nature of the relationships in the world, and certainly the nature between China and the United States. If we don't push back against it, this will not end well for the United States of America. We have every capacity to continue to live in an America that we know and love, one that's based on the rule of law, where if we want to practice our faith, we're able to do so. All of the things that America was built on our Judeo-Christian traditions, we can do that. But if we allow the Chinese Communist Party free reign and don't push back against them, we could end up living in a very, very different America.
What do they seek? If I could ask you to get in their head, what is it? What's their end game?
They're a colonial power, an imperialist power. They seek to foist their vision of the world, their state-centric, authoritarian, Marxist-Leninist regime. That idea is fundamental to who the Chinese Communist Party is. They believe that's the right thing for the world, and they'd like to see us all live under that kind of a system.
Is there any hope of the ability to push back on that from within China? You're not talking about the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the CCP. Is the CCP got enough of an opposition that we have some allies in that regard there?
So it's difficult. This is an authoritarian state that's spying on every single thing, watching, monitoring every single thing every citizen is doing inside of China. They have enormous power. But it's true. Only about 190 million Chinese citizens are members of the Chinese Communist Party out of 1.4 billion people. There are huge swaths inside of China that just want political freedoms, the ability to practice their faith, things that they're being denied by the Chinese Communist Party. This can change. The CCP can lose control, but it's going to take American leadership and strength and resolve to push back against their continued growth around the world to give the Chinese people a chance to voice their actual views for the leadership that they would want to choose.
It seems as though, the narrative in the Trump administration and your tenure as Secretary of State and CIA director, it was, Trump loves China. Trump is sucking up China, North Korea, and Russia, when actually the strength was there that was necessary to say, we've drawn a line and you're not going to cross it. And now the exact opposite is happening with the Biden administration. Am I being too Pollyanna there?
It's quite something to watch the media narrative, how it flips. There's been no administration that responded to the Chinese threat in the way that we did, whether it was my declaration that they were conducting a genocide in the western part of the country, the cost we imposed on them when they violated their basic promises in Hong Kong, the support that we provided to Taiwan. The list goes on. We were serious about confronting the Chinese Communist Party. I hope this administration will continue down that path. This needs to be a bipartisan undertaking. It's going to take years, if not decades, to properly address the threat from the Chinese Communist Party. I hope we get that right. I hope both parties come to understand the centrality of this threat to our way of life in places like North Dakota.
Do you believe that the dollars that we gave them were used to juice the vaccine? I mean, with the Wuhan lab, something that was engaged in things that were nefarious and mean to do us harm?
So I always start with what I know for sure. I know this much. I know that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was engaged in gain-of-function research. That's a complicated term for taking a virus and making it more transmissible, human-to-human transmissible. There are good motives for doing this, but this is a very risky process. In the United States, we do it only rarely. At times, there have actually been a ban on that kind of activity. We know that there were practitioners inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology that came down with symptoms that were consistent with the Wuhan virus back in the fall of 2019. And then we saw the cover-up. We saw the massive, instantaneous cover-up, disappearing doctors, disappearing journalists, where they didn't want anybody to know what had taken place, where this Wuhan virus actually began. Those are all signs that lead me to believe it is enormously likely that this virus leaked out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and then spread around the world to kill millions and millions of people.
And why would Tony Fauci and others think we need to contribute monetarily to that effort?
So the early dollars that came in from the West, the French built the facility, the United States was assisting with them. The mission set was to try and make the lab safer. This is a noble cause, to make sure that if people are engaged in bioactivity, bio research, that these labs are functional and have safety protocols in place. I think that was the original mission. I'll leave to others to talk exactly about what those dollars ended up actually being used for.
Should we have reason to believe that if they would do that, they would do other things? Elections? Cyber attacks? Is that fair to assume?
Well, this isn't the first time the Chinese have foisted a virus on the world and then proceeded to cover up their connectivity to this virus. So I'm very concerned that the biosafety issues that leave us in this place today still present risk to the world that something like this could happen again. It's why we were so intent on trying to figure out who patient zero was.
More with Mike Pompeo coming up. More of our Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't touch that.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Mike Pompeo is our guest, former Secretary of State, and I would argue one of the top stars of the Trump administration for sure, doing battle. And a switch is flipped in many ways, Mr. Secretary, in this country where, I mean, you don't have to be much of a political scientist to realize there's a fair amount of weakness. And what do enemies do? What do bad actors do when they witness weakness?
Yeah, they drive a truck through it, right? History is replete with cases where governments decided to appease or to try and accommodate or acknowledge that, you know, can't we all just get along? The truth of the matter is what our adversaries respond to is a clarity, transparency, someone who will defend things that they care deeply about, make it abundantly clear that you're prepared to defend those things in ways that will protect and preserve American sovereignty. When we do that, we will deter this aggression. And you can see it in China today, you see it on our southern border today. You see what's happening in the Middle East today, where I get notes overnight from friends who are in Israel, who are with their kids in bunkers underneath the ground in their bomb shelter in their homes. When America is weak, when America is understood not to be prepared to defend the things it cares most deeply about, our adversaries will do everything they can to undermine our way of life.
And talk about the situation there right now. A lot of work obviously was done on that front by you and, mm-hmm. and President Trump. What's happening now, and how do you connect that to the work you did?
Oh, there's no doubt that these attacks, these rocket attacks from Hamas, a terrorist group located in a little strip of land on the Mediterranean, are Iranian-backed attacks. The Iranians can see that this administration is going to appease them, and so they're going to put as much pressure on our Gulf allies, on the Israelis, on us, so they can get a deal that's even better, and they'll be returned to a place where their economy is once again functional. We had taken down the Iranian regime's capacity to inflict terror around the world. We denied them enormous resources. Their defense budget shrunk by over 25% during just the 20 months we had these sanctions in place. And now you're right. We've flipped the switch. We've gone back 180 degrees, and you can see Iranian aggression will continue. It certainly matters in the Middle East. The Abraham Accords were historically significant. They are game changers for people all throughout the Middle East, but it matters in the United States too. There are deep energy implications. There are deep implications for Americans who are trying to travel to the region. I think about all the Americans that are sitting in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today with rockets falling in those cities. This is something that we should never have permitted to happen in American acquiescence. By calling for de-escalation from both sides, it sends a signal to the Iranians that they can continue to move about the cabin.
If I look at the list of things that have occurred just in a very short period of time, the border situation, you look at the economic situation, the inflation that's right around the corner and escalating. I mean, you've got Russia shutting down pipelines with a cyber attack. You've got China and everything we talked about last segment. Is Joe Biden up to the job?
You know, I'm old enough to remember President Carter. This feels like those times, right? The gasoline shortages these last couple days were a reminder what happens when you have deep inflationary pressure, what happens to ordinary Americans who are trying to just make a living. When America's weak around the world, our adversaries will move about. I'm counting on President Biden. He has a responsibility to the American people to get our economy back to the place we had it. I remember so many times there were more jobs available than were people looking for work for the last for the first 2.5 years of the Trump administration. These are things that America has to get back to. We know how to get there, and I'm confident the American people, when they go to the polls in November of 2022, are going to realize that they were sold a bill of goods by the Democrat Party, and it's not good for them.
You're a man of faith. A lot of people in our audience in the good heartland of America are God-fearing, freedom-loving people who respect the founding fathers. It could be a time for great consternation and a great, great worry, because you see so much that was done on their behalf. President Trump was a fighter, if he was nothing else, right? Day in and day out, swinging for everything they cared about. They see that unraveling quickly. For people of faith, how do you, when you see what's happening in the Middle East, when you see what's happening in every corner of this country, what advice do you have for them?
Oh boy, three things first. We've seen this before, and America is strong and resilient. I am very confident that America will reject these ideas that President Biden and Vice President Harris and AOC and her tribe are putting forward. Second, we're a nation that the Lord is watching. I believe that with all my heart. We know that this nation was founded on this Judeo-Christian tradition that has preserved our republic for all of these years. I have every belief that with hardworking Americans aiming to protect that and preserve that, we'll be fine. Last, your point about being a person of faith, I pray a lot. I pray that the American people will make good decisions. I pray that our leaders, including those leaders that I didn't vote for, will make good decisions on behalf of the United States of America.
I'm confident that if we keep our faith and we work hard, that America will continue to be that shining city on a hill that President Reagan, my first commander-in-chief when I was a young soldier, spoke about.
Do you want to be president of the United States?
A long ways from that. I'm working next week. I'll be in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, I think, campaigning on behalf of congressional candidates. I've done fundraisers for senators. I'm going to help every conservative work their tail off and help them raise enough money so they can get elected in 22, and then we'll see what happens after that. I'm deeply care about America. I'm always up for a good fight. I worked for a president who was always up for a fight that mattered to the United States of America. I certainly have every intention on continuing to work for the things that matter so much to me and to my family, you and your family, and all those people across America who care about our country so deeply.
What do you think President Trump's going to do?
Oh, goodness. Only time will tell what President Trump will do. I know what he did. I know what he did for the United States of America. He left us in a place where people respected the United States abroad, and where if you wanted to practice your faith here in the United States, you had every right to do so. And if you wanted to go work hard and get after it with your family, we were going to create a set of economic conditions here in the United States where you were able to do that.
Mr. Secretary, what a pleasure. You're a great leader. People appreciate that very much. Thanks for coming here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, our guest on What's on Your Mind from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. More after this. Don't go away. Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry, offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.